We're up to Simin Reish Ches, Sif Yud Beis. Says the Machaber Mazkirin Ba Me'in HaMa'or B'Shabbos Yomtov V'Rosh Chodesh. When one says any of the brachos of Me'in Shalosh, Ala Mechi, Ala Gefen, or Ala Peiros, if on Shabbos and Yomtov V'Rosh Chodesh, you mention the day. So you say, Urtzei V'Alchitzinu B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, before Ki Atov Hashem Tov Me'tiv La'Kov N'Odelecha Ala Arts Ala Mechi, Ala Arts Ala Gefen, you add in, Urtzei V'Alchitzinu B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, and Yomtov Zachrinu L'Tova B'Yom Chag, whatever Hazeh, and Rosh Chodesh is Zachrinu L'Tova B'Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. However, Avalo B'Chanukah U'Purim, on Chanukah and Purim, you do not add into the Al HaMichya the mention of Chanukah or Purim. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because even in benching, you're not chayev to mention a mitzvah hadin. It's only a minute to say Chanukah and Purim, and therefore you don't go back if you leave it out in benching. So there's no such minhag which exists by Al HaMichya, and that's why we don't do it. B'diyeva, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you didn't mention Ritzei V'chaseinu Yom HaShabbos Hazeh or Yontif or Rosh Chodesh in Al HaMichya, you are still Yotze, you do not need to say the bracha again. However, if before finishing the bracha, before you say Baruch Ata, or you say Baruch Ata, but you don't say Hashem Al HaAretz Al HaMichya, you say Baruch Ata, and then you realize, oh, I forgot to mention Shabbos, so then you go back and say Ritzei V'chaseinu Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, etc. So too, if you said Ki Atah Tov Metiv Al Delcha Al Haaretz Al Mechia, and then you realize, oh, I didn't say it, so go back or Tzivach Hashem Yom Hazeh, and then say Ki Atah Tov Metiv Al Kol again, because once again we have this rule that we've seen before that you need the Chasima Me'ena Chasima. You need to finish off the bracha, the last line, similar to the actual bracha. So that's why you can't say Or Tzivach Litzenu Yom Hashabbos Hazeh Bracha Ta Hashem Al Haaretz Al Mechia, because that doesn't end the bracha with a similar to what the bracha is ending with, similar to what we saw by if you forget Masha Baruch Merod Hageshem, and you realize after you say V'neman Atah L'Chayos Meisim, so you say Masha Baruch Merod Hageshem, and then repeat V'neman Atah L'Chayos Meisim before saying Baruch Atah Hashem Echayim Meisim. The Shaar Tzion writes, the reason that B'dievet, if you didn't say the day, you are still Yotze, is because, according to some, you don't even need to do say Me'ina Ma'ora in the Al HaMichya, and also you're not Mechuyev in this Achila, as opposed to by the Shabbos Suda, where you're Mechuyev in the Achila. That's why you need to repeat it if you leave it out. So here, where you're not Mechuyev to eat this Mezonos or this Hagafen or whatever it is, so then that's why you wouldn't need to repeat it. The Mechaber continues, Imachal Peres Meshivas Aminim V'achaminim Mezonos Hashasa Yain Yichlo Hakol Bevracha Acha. So if you are chayev to say all three, an Al HaMichya, an Al HaGefen, and an Al HaPeros, then you combine them together in one bracha. V'yachtim HaMichya V'achar Kach HaGefen V'achar Kach HaEitz. So when you say the bracha, you say the following, V'yomar Al HaMichya V'al Kakala V'al HaGefen V'al Pri HaGefen V'al Eitz V'al Pri HaEitz V'chosim Al HaAretz Al HaMichya V'al Pri HaGefen V'al HaPeros. So the order in the bracha is HaMichya first, then Gefen, and then Eitz. The reason Al HaMichya goes first is because it's going off the bracha Borim and Mizonos, which is the most chashuv of the brachos, and it also comes first in the Pasuk. And then you say Yayin because Yayin is more chashuv than the other Peros, and then you say Peros. So that's the order for saying all three. So if, for example, you make a Kiddush Shabbos morning before your Suda, you're going to have a small Kiddush after davening. So when you have wine and you have some sort of mezonos, so when you're going to say the bracha achrona afterwards, the order is Al HaMichya V'Al HaGefen. Sif Yud Gimel, Im Achal Peres Mishivas Haminim, if you ate from the seven species, V'Achal Tapuchim, you also had apples, Ein Tzarech L'Varechal Tapuchim Bar Nefashos, you don't need to say Bar Nefashos afterwards, on the Tapuchim, Shagam Heim B'Chal Birkas Al HaEitz. Al HaEitz includes all fruits because they come from the tree. If you just had wine and you had apples, so then the Al HaGefen doesn't cover the apples. Rather, you need to make two separate bracha achronas. If you ate any other sort of shahakol and or vegetables, and you had wine, and you had the Shiva Minin, Tzarech L'Varechal Kol Achas Achas, need to have separate brachos, because the only bracha that's included in another is fruits are included in the bracha on the Shiva Saminin. Hu Adin Amach HaBasar V'Dagam V'Achal Mechamesh HaSaminim, Ein Berkos Al HaMichya Peteres HaSabasar Sadagim, so too, Al HaMichya doesn't cover other foods which are Shahakol. You would need to make a separate Al HaMichya and a Borin of Fashos. Tziv Yadal, Shasa Yain, Uberach Bor Pri Agafen, V'achal Anavim, Tzarech L'Varchalem Bor Pri Eitz, V'chem Bracha Achrona Tzarech L'Azgir Al Eitz Al Pri Eitz. If you had wine, and you said a Bor Pri Agafen on the wine, and then you ate grapes, you need to make a Bor Pri Eitz on the grapes. So two separate Bracha Achrona of Al Eitz and Al HaGefen. Al HaGefen doesn't cover actual grapes, only wine.
If b'diavad you made bor pri gefen or a bracha achorna v'ala gefen on grapes, then it does work. So l'chachila, it gets an ala eitz, bor pri eitz and an ala eitz on grapes, but b'diavad ha-gefen and bor pri gefen will work. One more interesting point related to this bracha. If you had to say multiple things in the bracha achorna, such as ala mechia and al ha-gefen, and you left out one of them when you started the bracha, So the Rav Vosner points out that it's similar to Kriya Shema, where if you realize you started the wrong bracha of Birkos Kriya Shema and you realize in the middle, so you don't have to start over again. You can just, from where you are, say Yotzer Bar Choshech and continue on. So to here, you could just continue on with the bracha and then finish off in the correct way. However, if you didn't finish off in the correct way, then you would probably have to repeat the bracha.